rediscover the facets of yourself that have been kept hidden away for far too long. For just $1, you can take a journey and make it your ultimate transformation. Center of the Sun Plus offers more tools, support, and community to help you explore your inner realms. Click the link in the description to join today.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey, astronomy and physics are no longer magical theories created by some bored Europeans. I am your host, Devon, and you are listening to another episode of Center of the Sun Podcast. Thank you for listening. Well, if you're Chrissy again, oh my gosh. Last week on Twitter, she caught herself playing victim again. You know, it's just weird because this follows years of her being the aggressor. An aggressor who spent and continues to spend a large amount of her time directing verbal abuse towards countless numbers of strangers. I don't get it. How you can play victim all of a sudden. Because for years I witnessed her bullying Quavaginé Wallace, that little girl, that black little girl who was like awesome. So I don't understand. How are you doing today? Thank you for listening to Center of the Sun Podcast. I am your host, Devon, and today we're talking about, you know, those fucking magnetic bonds between the atoms and the particles and shit like that. Like, I don't know what's going on, but today we're going to try to understand it. I don't know. But I wanted to open the show with Chrissy Teigen. She was being weird last week and I didn't get on here because the coronavirus. As you know, my day job is clinical trials, infectious diseases. So I've been really busy working from home and working from work. I've been working all damn day, and that's fine. But I just have been so stressed out. And a show like this takes time, girl. It takes time to be prepared, girl. Like, I just don't be coming up with stuff off the top of my head, girl. I gotta go and research it. So, you know, that's the reason for the delay of the pandemic. That's all I got for you today. But I'm here because Center of the Sun must go on. Even if it's late, it's better late than never, bitch. Like, what? Like, let's get into it. So Chrissy Teigen, that's what we're going to talk about right now, because I'm tired of non-black people using blackness, your immediate family, to gain favor in the black community. But sometimes when you get favor and favoritism and appraisal, praise and whatever from said community, you get a little comfortable and then you start getting wild. And then so like Chrissy Teigen has a very rich Twitter history, a black Twitter history of bullying Quavaginé
Wallace. And I think I'm saying her name right because I heard it on the read once like that. And I'm not going to look it up because, like, I'm black too. So, like, I know how to say this. Like, double consonant, easy. Like, hello, my name is Devon. But Chrissy Teigen, you know, she got in this weird Twitter fight with this woman named Allison Roman. Allison Roman is a cookbook author. She became a survivor of, you know, this recent Chrissy attack. After an interview with a website that Allison Roman did called New Consumer. And it's actually a very good article. If you like stuff like that, it's a very quick read. Roman, in this article, she offered a lot. She offered a very charming and very authentic look into her creative process. And she actually is a creator like me. Very just like free spirit. Like, that's my brand, girl. That's my brand. It's freaker. But free spirit, you know, professional free spirit, basically. Like, how can I take my just like weirdness but effectiveness and turn it into something that makes money? Because what I can't do is continue to work for the who man. And I'm like, and the only thing that keeps me going right now and is a blessing, and I think it's literally from God, is the fact that I like my job. And if I didn't like my job, I'd be a fucking heroin addict like everybody else. And thank God I'm not. So bless up. Anyway, Allison Roman, I kind of like her. She's kind of like me, judging from one article. We're like besties and twins. But she stated in this article, and I'm going to quote her real quick, that, quote, if I had maxed out on Instagram followers today, that would be fine. If I maxed out last year, that would be fine too. And I'm just like acting like I know how she talks, because that's how I talk. Like, we're friends, we're besties, but like, that's never been my objective and it's never been my goal. I have never done anything to try to amass followers. It's happened organically. She goes on to say that, I'm sure if I were smarter, I would have. At this point, I hired a business person to develop a strategy so that I could take all of that, you know, all that I have, and translate it into money. And that's because I've never made less money in my entire life during this pandemic. And I've never been more popular. So what's that tell you? End quote. So did you like that dramatization? That was like on point. Anyway, Roman, you know, if you would have read the article, Chrissy Teigen, and this is like, and this is an indictment on the internet, like not just of Chrissy Teigen, but this is an indictment of like literally everybody. If you would have read the entire article, you would have found that Chrissy Teigen was not mentioned until the last paragraph. Literally, nobody, it was like done intentionally, but like you had to have read the whole thing in order to like know that Chrissy Teigen was even mentioned in this thing. And if you had any objection to Allison Roman's criticism of Chrissy Teigen, you look dumb, because you actually would have seen that Roman didn't offer a criticism at all of Chrissy Teigen. It's not even a gag, because it's not even like, it's so obvious. But what she did in this article with New Consumer was she tried to explain her creative process to somebody who wanted to understand it from her perspective. The only thing I didn't like about this article was that the fucking reporter was like lightweight annoying. Like, he kept interrupting her. Like, don't interrupt her, she's talking. But he kept interrupting her, being like, well, what do you think? Well, but and she kept just being like, well, here's an example. And he kept interrupting her, getting more clarification. So obviously, when she answers about her business model and like her plans and stuff, like, she uses real world experiences. So Roman went on to say, and this is another quote, I think people would be fucking shocked at how little there is no formula. There is no strategy. There's no like, you got to have this, you got to have that. And as much as I just said that I like to be well-rounded, I haven't done a salmon recipe in 3 months, and that feels good to me. But if I'm not, well, it's not you gotta have this and you gotta have that crunch and you gotta have that herb. No. She goes on to say, what sounds good to me and how do I stay fresh and not fall back on flavor profiles that I'm really accustomed to? And this is like her dialogue. Okay, so that was the end of the quote. Okay, so basically she says, like, what sounds good to me was, how do I stay fresh? How do I not fall back on spaghetti and meatballs? Like, that's what she was talking about. Like, she didn't want to be the same old creator. She doesn't want to just be the salmon girl or just the, what does she say? She was somebody girl. She did it like once and they were like, oh, you're the pizza girl. Like, no, she's, I made pizza one time and you liked it and now I'm the pizza girl. But she wanted to revolutionize cooking and make it way more personal and accessible, way more than it already is. So basically that is, how I figured out that you didn't read this article. Chrissy Gurr. If you read For Understanding and Context, you would have understood her passion was for food. And it was not being messy. She was not trying to get attention. She was not trying to get money. She doesn't want a bigger house. She literally talks about how she's like, I should get a bigger house so I could like expand my shit. But it wouldn't be my shit no more if I had a bigger house. People wouldn't watch if it wasn't in my kitchen that I'm in right now. I don't need a faster car. I don't need more food. And, oh, this is what she was talking about. Yeah, she said, quote, I feel like I can't ever even write about anchovies again because people just think that all I care about are that people just think that that's all I care about, which is funny because of all the thousands of recipes I've published, a very small percentage of them use anchovies. And like shallots, I've used shallots like 3 times. And what? If you become popular for something, they're like, oh, you're anchovy girl. And I'm like, fine, I'll be anchovy girl. I don't care. I'm happy to wear that crown. And she ends the quote there, but she just, this is why it's charming because she's just like, you can tell this is like her just having a conversation about food. Like, she's just so, this is why she's successful. Basically, because she just does it and it's funny and it's cute and it's just her. It's easy for her to do. And she's happy to wear the crown, whatever. And I'm laughing because it's just like so cute to me because this is how I'm like anchovy girl. That's just like, it's just like crazy how people put you in a box. But like anchovy girl, like out of all the foods, that's what they remember her by. But who can fuck up anchovies? Nobody but Allison Roman. Like, shoot, give me some anchovies because I probably couldn't eat them anyway on a good day. I'm like, she could probably go in there and fuck some anchovies up too. But anyway, she went on to describe her future plans about a TV show. And this is kind of what disappointed me. This is really what made me write about Chrissy Teigen. Because Chrissy Teigen messy and I can't with her. And I hope I never... And I... My thing, my ultimate goal is to have a media company... And I hope I do. Because everybody in this media right now is never going to be on my shit. Because y'all are weird. But this is what made me mad about Chrissy Teigen. Because Chrissy Teigen kind of flaunted this fact that she had access to TV like this. And helped Allison Roman get on TV. And when Allison Roman talked on this article, she talked about her future plans for a TV show. But... because of the global pandemic, they had been postponed. She said that she would love to have a branded site, but like it was too many strangers and too much risk. Roman also said, quote, I have everything that I need. I have a wonderful apartment that I love so much. I don't have any student debt. I don't have any debt for that matter. I am just myself. I don't have a mortgage. I don't have kids. I am free, end quote. She also would love to buy a house upstate, but she didn't want to ruin her brand with the studio and blah, 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 and all this, she's at a crossroads, basically. And when this interviewer was asking her what she should do to grow, she was kind of looking to the real world to see how she doesn't want to model her business. And this is where I'm like, Chrissy Teigen, like, were you reading or were you just listening to somebody else tell you what it was about? Because she didn't have anything to say about you personally. She just doesn't like the business model of the internet right now. And I just truly feel that if Chrissy Teigen would have done her homework, she would have figured out that Allison was comparing business models. She didn't even really bring up anybody's name. Not the character of the actual business person running the business. And in my perspective, Allison Roman is a minimalist. And Chrissy Teigen is, you know, her unique, no comment. So, what is Chrissy Teigen's deal, though? Because the whole internet, because then, and the reason, and I'm glad I didn't do this episode last week, because she went right on Monday. She fixed it right on Monday. She was right on Good Morning America, because I have a fucking TV. Someone always turns my fucking TV in my goddamn clinic to NBC when I have it on CBS when I leave, and it's on NBC in the morning because I like watching Gayle King at 7 o'clock in the morning. Anyway, she was right on Good Morning America because I was like, damn, I was gonna go in on Chrissy Teigen. I should have went in on her while I had the chance, and I didn't, and I waited, and I don't give a fuck now. But I just truly feel that if she would have done her homework, she would have figured out that Allison was comparing business models. She went on social media to whine about all the ways she was briefly mentioned in this article that she failed to read. That's like the most embarrassing part about this whole thing. She didn't even fucking read it. Chrissy Teigen went on to mention the shows that Allison was talking about. Well, I helped you get those shows that you were talking about in your thing. And she kind of alluded to the fact that they were probably canceled. I figure that out because Allison, you know, if you look back at everybody's tweets, because at first I was like, why is everybody hating on Chrissy Teigen? Look at everybody's tweets. Allison went out and begged for forgiveness. Like, she was unintentionally offended Chrissy Teigen, even though she didn't have anything to do with Chrissy Teigen. She was talking about influencer culture and how fucked up it is and how she doesn't want to ruin her brand with it, even though Chrissy Teigen clearly ruined her brand with hers. But this is how I know that Chrissy Teigen's character is not very upstanding. And the pettiness jumped out, because Twitter was swift with the receipts. And then Chrissy Teigen was quickly forced to make her Twitter with over 4 or 2 million followers private, which is like impossible because like, how, who cares at that point? 2 million followers, it's not private. That's public as hell. That's a nation. That's a public work. How does that even work? I don't even know. But you know, smart people, I guess you're smart. That's why you're rich, because you're smart, I guess. Whatever. But why did she even do that? I think it's quite simple. Chrissy Teigen has always been an asshole for years. And this is why I don't concern myself with celebrities. This is why I don't give a fuck about offending nobody, because most people are the aggressor. And most people are in the kitchen and they can't take the heat. She doesn't like when people mention her in a seemingly negative context. Okay, that's normal. I'm doing that right now, but whatever. Chrissy has invested a significant amount of her energy into several rumors about little black girls. That's why I care today. Because it doesn't make any sense, because she's not black. So why has she been investing so much of her time into spreading rumors about Quavajanae Wallace? So you actually can bully people on Twitter, but the moment that somebody compares what they would never do with their business to yours, you're offended. I don't know. John Legend maybe, you know, perpetuating insecurity in their home, because this is like a little confusing to me. Is John Legend anti-black? Is that what's happening? Is he learning? Is she learning from him? How do you anti-black, but you have black family? Girl, You forgot that you're not thought to be anti-black no more when you have a black family. But you know, it takes time, girl. Even black people have trouble being not being anti-black. Because, you know, from what I see, she spares no expense for black people. You know, going in on them on Twitter. So black Twitter, you know, spared none for her. The internet is accessible to us 24/7. You know, thanks to the satellites floating. The various satellites, just countless. Floating around space right now, looking right down through our walls. It's possible. Obama did it. That's why he decided to kill children. Because he could see the people hiding with the kids. You know, but that's neither here nor there. The satellites have allowed us to do a lot of things. You know, around World War II, the U.S. government began to seriously look at the possibility of understanding that you couldn't do it yet. Understanding how to launch satellites into space. And they did this for the purpose of understanding generally just like how the universe worked. Like, are we the center or nah? Like, who is the center of the sun? Scientists back then, they didn't just want to see the planets that are in the solar system. But they also wanted to see the galaxies and the faraway objects that we can never see looking up at the sky from Earth.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am, but Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
So around 1990, scientists launched the Hubble Space Telescope. I know you heard of it. Have you heard of this thing in space? It's cool. And, you know, it represented a time that shifted our consciousness as human beings. Ever since then, we learned that the Milky Way was only a drop in the cosmos. We thought we were some hot shit. Well, we are hot shit. But, you know, we thought we were the hotter of the shits. And since then, we have been so confused with theory after theory after theory about how we fit, you know, into this whole picture. You know, did God create everything? Did we evolve out of chaos? Like, there are so many theories and so many paradoxes. We're constantly presented with questions we, like, can't even begin to form the answer to. Frankly, I feel like the analysis of order and chaos was meant to keep us fighting. Like, that's the true gag. Like, that's the conspiracy theory. We're supposed to be fighting over race. We're supposed to be fighting over which religion is right. We're supposed to be fighting, fight, you know, and now we, you know, we think that like all of science is true. But half the other people don't think that's true. We should have a vaccine. We shouldn't have a vaccine. We can measure and see things we never thought were possible with the Hubble Space Telescope. anyway, but we, you know, we now know that we see time and, you know, we just see time and space differently now. You know, the past century, and because we have more data, we have evolved our thinking. This is what, you know, this is how we evolve. We evolve in our minds first. And like I said at the beginning, astronomy and physics are not subject to bored Europeans. For some odd reason, we have built our reality on the promises of being able to see another living planet. The birth of a star, the death of a supernova, like big shit. And I know that I'm astonished by the, you know, the sheer magnitude of how the universe is told to us about how it works. We don't really have a frame of reference. So, you know, like I always ask in episodes, like, how do you know what's true? How do you know what's true without seeing it yourself? That's why you lean on your leaders. That's why you ask your parents and your teachers and whoever the hell you have in your life. And for some reason, you and I have been told that we live on this like blue planet, blue dot in a sea of black space. Nonetheless, it's elegant as fuck. Like a ruby, like, or whatever the fuck I'm trying to say. What is a blue stone? I don't even know. But what's ruby, like red or something? But we're like on like fucking Mars, like, ah. But anyway, nonetheless, Earth is elegant. But we're taught in school that we basically live on a waterlogged prison so big that we will never escape. And it's our fault we're here because we're sinners. Like, girl, like, well, I mean, we're told that, you know, you will escape in death. I've heard that if you're good. You know, you'll go to hell if you're bad, but you may be able to see a better afterlife. That's the whole premise of like being a good Christian or whoever. We live in a system of constant sin and grace from the man above. Come on, somebody. I don't think that's very good. We live in a system of duality. Everything is either this or that, black or white, up or down, gay or straight, good or bad. Like, come on, girl. Is that all you have? I'm sure there's more. I'm sure. Like, there's this lady at work. She's a Jehovah's Witness. And like, I'm down with Jehovah's Witness. My great grandmother was a Jehovah's Witness. And I went to her funeral at a Jehovah's Witness church for the first time. And I was like, wow, this is really boring. But what I learned was that Jehovah is not that boring. Jehovah's cool. Like, if Jehovah did exist, which I don't believe anything in the Bible is real, or that the Bible is real. But I think that the Bible is fine. But it's not. The Bible is real. It just is not people, persons, places, and things. Like, it has value, but I just haven't found it yet. But I know it's not people. I know those aren't places, and I know they are not things. And anyway, when you evaluate Jesus, who I don't believe is real, and Jesus's and Jehovah's Witness, I think they believe in Jesus. I'm pretty sure they do, but Jehovah is Jehovah God. And God is like God, you know? So like, it's just who God is and whatever. So Jehovah is cool with me. Like, I'm cool with Jehovah. Everybody has their own version of God. I just call God, God. And that's just because I was raised Baptist. And I'm trying to get out of that. I'm trying to say creator or something like that. But God just seems very neutral to me because I can use God with my family and they don't judge me. Now, if I say Jesus, that's being very specific. But even in my family's faith, Jesus and God are the same thing. So, and that's a blessed trinity. That's the only time. And that's why I believe in a trinity. I don't even believe in duality because I inherently, our duality is a trinity. So God in three persons, it was always just like a paradox to me. Like, oh my God, God is so cool. He's three persons in one person. Like, of course. So, but in that faith, only God can have that form. So only God can be three persons. Anyway, that's neither here nor there because it's supposed to be confusing. That's the point that I'm trying to make. That's my point. One of the most confusing things about living life on planet Earth is the fact that we are consciously experiencing it. It's just like our entire existence is confusing. Ancient people, and I think that ancient people kind of intuitively knew that, so they tried to figure out a way to like live in harmony, because just the fact that we're conscious is so confusing. Like a baby just cries like, why am I here? Like, I am so hungry and I am so confused. And that's why you have to take care of a baby, because they're just like confused until you teach them. But it's confusing, and paradox, like math and science and all of this stuff is confusing. Even Facebook. That's the reason why I believe I don't use Facebook. It's not because I hate Facebook. Is because I feel like they're manipulating us, because they keep making it harder and harder to use. They keep adding more and more stuff to it. And I'm just like, you know what, girl? Like, I'm good with a book, though. But even though I learned logic, like, I just refuse to put it into, I refuse to put my energy into that. If I'm gonna learn something technical, I wanna learn something technical. Like, audio engineering, not fucking selfies. But anyway, things are confusing on purpose, and certain humans know how to manipulate you and make things confusing. And ancient people would have never thought that we would have had the entire world's database in our pocket. You know, shared information, just free open access, shared information 24 hours a day. No restrictions in most places. And they would have never imagined Chrissy Teigen would find a way to fucking center herself by not even reading the last three paragraphs of a very well-written, very thought-out, engaging article about the struggle of working as an internet content creator just like my dumbass. We barely have a grasp on our purpose in life. You know, like, we are so ignorant of life outside of our homes, our work, our relationships. We forget constantly that we've accepted ideas that not even true. You didn't even read. You didn't even put in the work. But we have allowed scientists, you know, we just have allowed them to teach us that this universe and all of the living precious little beings here, you know, are just like cogs in the machine. Like, how can we have allowed this to happen? Everything is a fucking hierarchy. Everything is a freaking duality or a dichotomy. And we're at the goddamn bottom. We're the zero. I want to be the one. But, you know, to escape Elon Musk and these weirdos out here, like, go not breathe on Mars. And, you know, because there's more hope for us there. And I'm like, where? Where is there? I feel like there's more hope for us here. And there's always going to be hope, more hope for us here, because it's made of water and so are we. Like, just the simple fact. Guys are dumb. That's why I feel like aliens are trying to take over our brain. Because I'm like, who else would give up this fucking, the only place in the universe that's made for us, that we've evolved to live here? How would we? Anyway, you know, this is not the first time people on this side of the world have admitted defeat. You know, we used to think that the universe was a living being at some point. And some people still do. There's a thing called, you know, Gaia theory. But I honestly don't believe it's a living being. I feel like it is in the nature of humans to find the path of least resistance. Ultimately. So it's easier to think of the Earth as a living being to save it, whatever it is. Let's just do it like that, whatever. When you don't think of it as a living being, it's easy to like dig into it and like blow it up. So it makes sense why people believe that. And so naturally, you know, people have built religions and stuff around it. And they've even created pseudo religions like science to help, you know, understand certain aspects of science, not all science, but certain aspects of science like physics that we suspend a lot of logic to understand, you know, what these different ideas would look like in reality. So I think that we fail to follow through. That's the point. We've gotten too comfortable that we've, you know, we have entire genres of movies and TV based on unsubstantiated data. I'm literally rewatching Stargate Atlantis, which is a fine program, but they're just wrong. Like, I'm just like, damn, just unsubstantiated. Like, where do we get this idea from? Like, girl. But it's still good TV because, what's his name? Jason Momoa is like a star in it. And I never realized how hot he was when I watched it like 3 times already. And then now that I finished Game of Thrones, I'm like, damn, he is hot. But he was just skinnier back then, but he is still cute. But he wasn't black. That's why. Because I never really thought of him as like a black person, which he's not, but I think he's like Samoan or something, like Chris, like The Rock. What's his name? Dwayne The Rock Johnson. But anyway, I'm rewatching Stargate Atlantis, which is a fine program, and Jason Momoa is a star, and he's great with his brown skin and his like weird dreads, his alien dread hair. Even though he's not an alien, he's really a human, because in Stargate Atlantis, they're humans, but they're like that lived on Mars or whatever the fuck. But anyway, we built an entire reality on the notion that we're just here for the ride. That's unsubstantiated data. Like, where did you get that idea from? Like, erase that. You have no control. You know, you believe that you have no control. You believe you have no hope. You believe you have no purpose. Like, why am I here, Lord? Like, take me now so I can live my best life. And, you know, like I've discussed in the past, we're being influenced by several unknown forces. I just passed along Bruce Lipton's name to somebody, some stranger, some patient that I had. But scientists like Bruce Lipton have been able, or Rogério Santilli, we've talked about him breaking the bonds of breaking the magnetic bonds of hydrogen. They've been able to manipulate forces and discover these forces that are between atoms, but that are also between the bonds of our DNA and the cells of our body. And those bonds create chemical reactions. Those chemical reactions create certain gases. And vice versa, it's just this entire system. And this has all led us to believe that not only do we have hope, because there's inherent power within us, we are all active participants in creating reality. Those magnetic bonds that we create or that comprise our being, you know, they create steam. Those magnetic bonds that Rogério Santilli was able to break using his intermediate controlled nuclear reaction, he created steam. And those bonds are the same bonds that are holding your body's form right now. So if you were in a reactor, you would, if they were to break the bonds of your body, it would be steam. And you have the ability to move, but because you're not broken yet, you're not broken apart, you're not a gas, whatever, you're a conscious being, you're confused and conscious. Technically, you have the ability to move and manipulate the energy that is within your body and between your atoms without putting yourself through a nuclear reactor. Duh. And this is how you manifest and use your spiritual energy. I think that's your spirit. That, what do you think? Email me, host@centersun21.com. There are all these things, and not your spirit, like that, it's not what moving, but like if your spirit was a body, if you had a light body, that would be your light body. It would be the bond. It would be the unknown forces or like the other dimension. going on. So I don't know what's going on. What's going on? We were able to make gas. We were able to make steam, you know, like from like a little bit of gas. We're able to create a immense amount of energy from like a little, from like a canister of gas. We can like melt shit and all that kind of stuff. And that's just one application of it. That's just like the only one that they could patent, you know, they could sell to somebody. And and the company's called MagnaGas. Check it out. They used to be publicly traded before the pandemic, but I don't know. Email me, hostthecentersun21.com. Thank you for listening.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
When you make the brave decision to venture within, you will unlock your true potential so you can push forward with confidence, conviction, and a purpose. For only $1, you can become a Center of the Sun Plus Gold member and get closer to that purpose. No matter how difficult the process may be, remember, it's your resilience and commitment that will ultimately lead you to where you want to go.